The Astros and the Indians at Progressive Field. Josh Tomlin facing Dallas Keuchel, who's off to a red-hot start this season, but he finds himself in a little hot water, bottom two.
They could get another double play. Correa to Altuve, just what Dallas Keuchel needed. There's a base hit for Reddick. Aoki, a great jump off second. Pettis is going to send him. Brantley's throw is cut off. It's a two RBI single for Reddick, and Reddick is going to head to third. No one's covering, but now he holds up at second as the throw got away. That's one way to break through with a two RBI base hit. Josh Reddick gives the Astros a 3-1 lead and allow him to have gone four starts in with seven innings or more. Every outing deep to center field. Reddick all the way back to the track. He leaps up and he makes a phenomenal catch. Josh Reddick, not normally a center fielder, may have robbed Kipnis of a home run. Ball is in the shallow right center field. Teoscar Hernandez and Altuve, they collide.
Really just hoping right now it's incidental contact. Altuve popping up, which is a very good sign. Altuve right into the bicep and elbow of Teoscar. That doesn't look good at all.
You see your franchise player and Altuve take a shot. Hernandez has to be carted off.
Just a matter of where he's going to locate that fastball. Is he going to cut it inside, or is he going to throw that typical sinker low and away and get the ground ball to get out of the sink?
On the ground, Correa, diving stop. He gets up. Ball game over. Carlos Correa finishes the complete game for Dallas Keuchel with a great play to end it. And the Astros win it 4-2.
11th career complete game for Dallas Keuchel as the Astros double up the Indians 4-2. It's Houston's 10th win in their last 12 games. In five career starts versus Cleveland, Dallas Keuchel is 4-0 with a 1.66 ERA. Obviously, some mixed emotions for A.J. Hinch in the aftermath of the Astros' 4-2 victory over the Indians on Tuesday. He saw Dallas Keuchel go the distance for his 11th career complete game, but he also saw a frightening outfield collision in the eighth between Teoscar Hernandez and Jose Altuve. The Houston skipper shares his thoughts on all those topics in the aftermath of Tuesday's 4-2 win.
Now, Dallas is a perfectionist, and he wasn't perfect, but he was really good. And it was good to see him be in control of the game the entire night. He saved himself with a couple on walks with a couple double plays. He commanded everything that he needed. They swung about a couple good swings against him for the home runs, which he won't be happy about. But I felt like he was in complete control of the whole game from pitch one.
What can you tell us about Altuve and Hernandez and how they're doing?
Yeah, that was nasty. That's scary. When I get out there, I just want to make sure they're all in one piece. And both of them weren't moving very well. So I went to Teo first. Obviously, everybody was going to Altuve. Teo was in a lot of pain. His left knee contusion is what it is. It's a pretty tough bruise, and he couldn't put any pressure on it, so that's why we called for the cart. So we'll have to evaluate him. I'm a little worried about him. Altuve was just got jarred and he didn't feel very good. It was, he's gotten checked out by the doctors. He didn't have a concussion. He wasn't ever out. He just didn't feel great. His left shoulder got banged up a little bit, and he was just jarred. There was an uncomfortable look to him, so I took him out of the game. So nasty collision. Both guys going 100% after the ball. I don't know if either one of them called it, but that's a scary scene.
It was a night to remember for Josh Reddick, both at the plate and in the field, as he went 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and had a spectacular home run robbing catch against Jason Kipnis to aid a complete game effort from Dallas Keuchel.
It was tough because, off the bat, it looked like he got all of it. Ball carries pretty good here. Wind felt like it was blowing out, but almost tripped up at the end of the last second. But fortunately, was able to get there, and the wall was just high enough for me to get over it.
It's been a slow start to the 2017 season for Carlos Correa, who was still hitting only .215, even after Tuesday's 2-for-4 performance at the plate. The Houston shortstop shared his thoughts following their 4-2 win against the Indians on Tuesday.
I feel like the chemistry and the atmosphere we have in this clubhouse, everybody's like brothers, so when they're pitching out there, you try to give your best for them, especially in situations like that. He's about to complete a game, and you just got to give your best out there, so I was just ready to go on that play.
Teoscar Hernandez had just been called back up to the Astros before he was involved in a frightening outfield collision with Jose Altuve in the eighth inning. Hernandez suffered a knee contusion as a result. He shared his thoughts on that collision following the game.
It's going to be fine. It's nothing broke. No fractures. So, in a couple of days, I'll be back.
What happened on the play? Did anybody call it or what happened?
No, I didn't hear him calling the ball, but I didn't think that he was going to be that far away to get that ball. And, you know, that things happen in the baseball field.
Lance McCullers Jr. faces Trevor Bauer on Wednesday.